More information is available in the store or at 217-344-1500.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be sunny today. Expect a high of 58. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign City Council members heard predictions of a gloomy financial future at last night's study session. Officials told the council the city could be between $800,000 and $2 million short for the fiscal year beginning next July. Councilmember-at-large Deborah Finan says while the city might be taking in less revenue, it's not in as dire straits as other communities.
City of Champaign and Champaign County as a whole does better than the national averages on unemployment because of the university, because of our health care here.
City Manager Steve Carter says that $2 million would make up 3% of the city's general fund. He says the cities on the east and west coasts are seeing shortfalls of as much as 20%. City staffers will work up plans for cutting spending in next year's budget and present them to the council in January. Also last night, the city council endorsed the staff's recommendation for a $20.3 million property tax levy for next year. That would keep the city's property tax rate at the same as last year. City officials expect assessments on existing properties to go up by about 2.8%. The University of Illinois wants to slow down hiring in preparation for a possible recession. In an email to everyone on the school's three-campus system yesterday, U of I President Joseph White said contingency plans are in the making to face the economic crisis. He says that includes many open jobs not being filled in order to cut down on expenses.
I've been through recessions before, and what I learned is that it is important to plan for the worst and hope for the best, and that's exactly what we're doing here.
White says the U of I will make sure the financial crisis won't impact academic standards or jeopardize students' access to courses or health care. The head of the Champaign-based State University's retirement system is leaving his office. Executive Director Dan Slack will leave Champaign before the end of the year to become the new CEO of the Colorado Fire and Police Pension Association. He spent just over 3 years in his current job and joined CSRS as its general counsel 10 years ago. Slack says he wasn't seeking a new position but is moving to the Denver area after the opportunity presented itself. The Illinois native calls the move bittersweet but has family and friends in Colorado. A search for a new executive director at CSRS is expected to start soon. The Illinois Republican Party and Lake County Republican Party have filed a lawsuit over alleged voter registration violations in the county north of Chicago. The suit was filed yesterday against Clerk Willard Hellander, Citizen Action Illinois, and Terrence Lenoir. It claims Lenoir, working for Citizen Action, delivered hundreds of fraudulent, incomplete, or illegitimate voter registrations. The lawsuit seeks an emergency injunction. The plaintiffs want separate coding for registrations gathered by the defendants and want affected voters to cast provisional ballots. Citizens Action Executive Director Lynn DeLaForge said denies any wrongdoing, and she says the registrations were handled in accordance to the law. Emergency personnel around the University of Illinois continue to fine-tune their efforts in dealing with various emergencies. An exercise yesterday consisted of a mock oil spill at the university's oil tanks at the southwest end of campus. It included about 20 campus utility workers, along with Champaign and Urbana fire officials. The simulation called for fuel to be spilled from a break in a hose connected to a fuel truck and flow toward a storm drain, which eventually feeds to the Embraer River. For this exercise, a few hundred gallons of water was used to substitute for oil. Keith Erickson is the U of I's manager of utility distribution. He says it's important to have the necessary gear in place to handle such a spill should an emergency occur.
One of the purposes of this drill is to demonstrate the deployment of equipment that will arrest the spill and contain it and not let it get out to the environment. So we always do a minimal deployment of booms and simulate building a siphon dam and other techniques to contain any release of petroleum products.
Erickson says the annual exercise at the Abbott Power Plant also gives all involved a chance to test out communications equipment, including the local 911 system and two-way radios. Chicago officials still don't know how many people will show up downtown the evening of November 4th. Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama is scheduled to hold his election night event in Grant Park. Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says the city's working with the Secret Service to prepare.
We always plan for the worst and hope for the best, but we have enough resources. That's one blessing of being the second largest police department in the United States. We will make sure that it's a safe event, depending upon the size, and hopefully we'll get more facts in the near future.
In the meantime, Mayor Richard Daley says he hopes a million people come downtown for Obama's bash that night. The head of Chicago's 911 center says the Grant Park site holds just about 70,000. Officials have yet to say how they'll handle an overflow of Obama supporters. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35 a.m. 580 weather with meteorologist Ed Kieser, who's been designated certified broadcast meteorologist by the American Meteorological Society. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have we've gained 3 degrees in the last hour, up to 36 now here on Friends Plaza, and we have about 20 more degrees to go.
Well, we do, and it may happen because the winds will be blowing out of the west to eventually northwest, which actually is a warmer direction today because the cold air is to our northeast and east. So we'll probably be